In my opinion, the comeback call and knowing when to use it is second in importance to the highball. If ducks start to lose interest, you've got to know how to pull them back. Most hunters make the mistake of waiting too long before blowing a comeback. Hit a duck quickly when you detect he's thinking about leaving. The comeback is loud and fast, almost to the point of being frantic. Instead of begging him to come back, you're demanding it. I'll blow a short series of close-in calls and then a comeback. When the ducks circle back, return immediately to the close-in call. These are the four basic calls. Individual hunters might improvise their own sounds, but the volume, fast tempo, demand for attention are the keys. There are times when you can call ducks out of the sky like raindrops, and other days when you'll blow your lungs out and they'll still pass by like you weren't there. But day in, day out, the real foot method will produce far more birds for you than conventional calling. The only time I don't blow the real foot style is on a foggy day when there's no wind. Then I'll switch to a plastic reed call and blow softly and sparingly. My favorite type of day for calling ducks is clear with the temperature in the 20s and a 10-mile-per-hour wind at my back. Now, to give you an idea of how the different calls flow together, I'll blow a complete series. Imagine that we see a flight coming up the lake, we get their attention, draw them in close, and then pull them back as they start to break away on a downwind circle. Finally, what works well for one caller works better for two or more. Teach your hunting partners the real foot style and call together for more effect. The only time one caller should be dominant is during close-in calling. Then the second caller should only provide feed calls to keep from confusing the ducks and dividing their attention between two callers. Here's what a group of hunters used to hunting together can sound like. And that's real foot duck calling. Again, I stress the need for practice to build volume and diaphragm control necessary to be a good caller. But the work's worth the effort when the mallards fly south. It won't take you long to know that the real foot style of open water calling is effective, and you'll get far more enjoyment from those cold mornings in the blinder boat if you use it. Good luck and good hunting.